Tomorrow night, the Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educators Series will feature alto saxophonist James Saxmo Gates playing two performances at Capitol Ale House in downtown Richmond. The event is a CD release party for his new recording called Gates Wide Open. I spoke to James Gates recently about his musical background. He grew up in a section of Richmond called Fairfield Court, a neighborhood he describes as the projects, but in a household that was unusually rich in music. Gates' father was a jazz saxophonist, and his mother was a dancer.
My mom, she was a dancer for the Cotton Club up in New York. She danced in the Cotton Club, it's like in the late 40s. And so therefore, it's a lot of records and a lot of musicians. That's all I've ever seen and heard. That was it. That's all I've ever seen was just musicians. I've seen it when they used to come. My dad used to finish doing gigs. They would all migrate back to the crib. Mom would fix all of this food. We have all of these other friends of hers that were dancers also. They would move the furniture from one side of the room to the next, move everything out. And then all of these records would be all scattered, and the musicians wouldn't bring the instruments in. They wouldn't have the instruments. They were just, and I'm a little kid just looking underneath, just trying to find what they're doing. And they would actually scat the music that they just finished playing. Bass player would be dum dum ding dum ding dum ding dum ding dum ding dum ding dum 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 ding dum. He was doing that, and then the drummer would be, you know, doing his thing, and the pianist be. It was like unheard of, and the dancers would be dancing. So, but look, this happened every day. This wasn't something that just took place, you know, maybe once or twice a week on the weekend. This was like that all the time. So what made me really want to get into music, not just because my dad played saxophone. Man, I kept saying, man, there's nowhere in the world that people can have that much fun all the time. That what made me want to be in this music, because it was just nothing but F-U-N fun.
Who are the biggest influences on your music?
Well, let me tell you who my influences are. When I grew up, you know, my dad was a professional saxophonist, and one of the persons that he really loved a lot was Gene Allman.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard all the time growing up. All the time. I mean, either listen to the record or listen to my dad play, which still sound like the record. Then it was Stanley Turrentine. Man, I mean, if anybody that I really, really connected more than any saxophonist, it was him. It was Stanley Turrentine. So, you know, choosing to play the alto saxophone, it was done on purpose. Because my dad was a fantastic saxophonist. There was no way in the world I need to have my own voice. But I never wanted the saxophone alto to sound like alto. Because all I ever heard was tenor. Didn't want to play tenor, but I didn't want the alto to sound like alto. You know, so I always kind of worked to make sure that my sound was big enough that it would sound like a tenor from my mind.
B- Bearing in mind that his primary influences are tenor players, I mentioned to Gates that there's something about his playing that always makes me think of Charlie Parker. Even his outgoing cell phone message sounds like Bird.
You know what to do.
As it turns out, when Gates was a young man, he had the opportunity to play with the piano player who worked frequently with Charlie Parker, Walter Bishop Jr. He never forgot the words that Walter Bishop said to him after the very first set they played together.
After the first set, you know, I mean, I'm really playing all of this stuff that I knew of Bird. I mean, I'm really thinking I'm giving it all I got. Let me tell you what Walter Bishop said to me. He said, Gates, when you gonna start playing, man? When you gonna start? This is after the first set. You understand what I'm saying to you? Mm-hmm. But I understood what he was saying. He said, listen, you know, we want you to give us more, and not necessarily that you have to be able to go and play Bird. We understand where you are. We want you to give us you.
All of these influences, Bird, Stanley Turrentine, Gene Ammons, etc., go into Gates' music, and his own style comes boiling out with energetic conviction, no matter what kind of music he happens to be playing. The CD includes a diverse array of styles ranging from the Latin jazz feel of Chick Corea's tune Spain to covers of pop tunes by Michael Jackson and Van Morrison, and more subdued styles like smooth jazz and Quiet Storm. Gates says it doesn't matter what style of music he's playing.
Me, humbly, you know, with musicians who have a tendency to stray away from swing, as long as the swing is implemented in any genre of music, I think that is crucial for the music. The swing was right there. That was first. We got to make sure the swing has got to be implemented. It doesn't matter if you're playing R&B or rock and roll or what they call a smooth jazz. What I choose to want to be able to go and fit in any genre, just long as the swing is inside there, like in the mix.
James Gates will be playing a CD release party for his new album, Gates Wide Open, tomorrow night at Capitol Ale House. There will be two shows, the first at 7 and the second at 9:30. These shows are part of the Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educators Concert Series, so you can find more information and information on how to get tickets at vajazz.org. That's vajazz.org.